I've never seen you in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry for the offence, miss. I meant no harm, I'm sure. I don't know why Pip's in such a foul temper. She's not helping matters. The girl tugs at my sleeve, and I have to hold back the scream when I see that hand on me. Is this heaven or hell, miss? It is neither, I say, taking a step back. What is your name?
May. May Sutter.
May, I whisper. Has anyone among you been acting strangely? She thinks for a moment.
Bessie Timmons,
she says, pointing to another burned girl with a badly broken arm. But in truth, miss, she's always been a bit strange. She's been talking to somebody off by herself, telling us we need to follow her to a place called the Winterlands, that they can help us there. Listen closely to me, May. You must not go to the Winterlands. Soon everything will be as it should be, and you and your friends will cross over the river to what lies beyond. May looks at me, scared.
And what might that be?
I don't know exactly, I say, offering no comfort. But in the meantime, you must trust no one you meet here. Do you understand? She gives me a hard look.
Then why should I trust you, miss?
She walks back to her friends, and as she does, I hear her say,
They can't help us. We're on our own.
All those spirits waiting to cross, Felicity says.
Waiting to be corrupted, Anne says.
You don't know that, Pippa says. We fall silent. Let's press on, I say. Perhaps the temple is near.
I don't want to go on, Pippa says. I don't want to see any more horror. I'm going back to the garden. Who's joining me?
I look to the green ahead of us. The path dwindles under a heavy cover of leaves, but through them I think I see a flash of ghostly, glowing white rustling through the brush. Bessie Timmons steps onto the path. There's a hard look in her eye.
Why don't you clear off, then, if you can't help us? Go on, clear off, or else.
She doesn't explain what the or else might be. Some of the other girls come to stand behind her, closing ranks. They don't want us here. It's not worth fighting them. Not right now. Come on, I say. Let's go back. We turn back on the little path. Bessie Timmons calls out behind us.
Don't be so proud. Soon you'll all be like we are. My friends are coming for us. They'll make us whole. They'll make us queens, and you'll be nothing but dust.
The walk back to the garden is a quiet one. We are tired and sticky and sullen, Pippa particularly.
Now may we please have a bit of fun, she huffs when we've reached the place where the runes used to stand. This hunting about for the temple is so dreary.
I know a place for games, milady.
From behind a tree the knight emerges, startling us all. He has a cloth-wrapped bundle in one hand. We gasp, and he falls to one knee.
Did I frighten you?
He asks, cocking his head to one side so that his curtain of straw-gold hair falls bewitchingly across his face. Pippa flashes him a dark look.
You haven't been summoned.
I am sorry, he says.
He does not sound sorry. He sounds as if he is enjoying himself at our expense.
How shall I pay for my fault, milady? What would you bid me do?
He places his dagger at his throat.
Do you demand blood, milady?
Pippa is oddly cool. If you wish.
What is your wish, milady?
Pippa turns away, her long black curls bouncing against her shoulder blades.
I wish for you to leave me alone.
Very well, milady,
the knight says.
But I shall leave you with a gift.
He tosses the bundle to the ground and walks back into the thicket.
I thought you said you'd gotten rid of him, Felicity says.
Yes, I thought I had, Pippa answers. What did he bring you? Anne asks. She unwraps the bundle and falls back in the grass with a small scream.
What is it?
Felicity and I ask, rushing forward. It is a goat's head, covered in flies and dried blood.
How horrid!
Anne says, putting her hand to her mouth.
If that man were to return, I'd have something to say to him, Felicity says, her cheeks pink.
It was a ghastly thing to do,
and I wondered that the knight, who was once dreamed of and called by Pippa's longing, a creature bound to her by the magic, could have become so cruel. Pippa staring at the goat's head intently. She clutches her stomach, and at first I think she is going to be ill or cry. But then she licks her lips just slightly, a look of longing in her eyes. She sees me watching her. "I'll give it a proper burial later," she says, linking her arm through mine. "Yes, that would be good," I say, moving away. "Come back tomorrow," she shouts. "We'll try another path. I'm sure we'll find it tomorrow."